Blog Talk Radio.
God bless everyone. This is Elder J. Miller, the host of Dirty Church Radio, man. We're here after the midnight hour, 12:30 a.m. in the morning, and we're just going to talk a little bit right here. I'm going to probably call a few people. I had a few people scheduled anyway for the show, but we're going to see what we're going to do, man. We're just thankful for God for everything that he's doing. Thanking God for life, health, and strength. Thank God for the instructions that he has been given. But before we get that, man, we're just going to play this song. I wrote this song a couple years ago. Name of this song is called I Am the Treasure. My best friend, my brother, Showtime Brooks, he sang it. I wrote this song. It's called I Am the Treasure. And I'll be back after that here on Dirty Church Radio. So we're just going to have a little fun tonight, talk, conversate about a few different issues, different things that's going on in our world. And anybody is welcome to call in at 12:30 they want. But let me go to this song real quick and I'll be right back and I'll give you more information. I see you there, Prophet. What's going on, man? Live here on Dirty Church Radio. God bless everybody. We are here after midnight. This is for those who are up night, late at night like me sometimes. I'm just up. I may be reading, studying, or just, you know, meditating or just trying to, you know, calculate and gather my thoughts about this life that we live in. Now, listen, I'm here live on Facebook, you know, video, but I'm also live on Dirty Church Radio. And if you want to call in and be a part of the show, if you want to talk with me, you can call in at 425-292-4444. The telephone number is 425-292-4444. Call in and you can be a part of this, you know, conversation that we're going to have here tonight. I'm looking for, I see my sister Nicole, Minister Nicole Miller here, on here. I see Tinkaboo. I see Pastor Kamadi H. Davis. If y'all want to call in and be a part of this show, I'm live on the radio and here on Facebook. You know, I do have my own internet radio stations called Dirty Church Radio. You can call in right now at 425-292-4444. So call in and you can be right live with me here talking. I would love to hear from you. Would love to hear your insight. Just to see how you're dealing with life in general, man. And, you know, your relationship with God, your relationship with church, the things that you like, the things you don't like. You know, do you feel as though there are any things in your path that's blocking you from getting where you should be? Is it tradition? Is it customs that you've attached yourself to? But where you're at right now, you see yourself kind of beyond certain traditions. You feel as though God is calling you to a more freer place, a more open place, a more transparent place, based upon the anointing and the gifts that you have in you. I know a lot of our gifts are not for inside. A lot of our gifts are for out here in the field. You know, out here in the world, dealing with people with different issues, with different struggles that a lot of people can't understand. But being able to show God's love in the most treacherous waters of life, being able to stand and show who you are and be a true ambassador for Christ, regardless of what is surrounding you, and not allowing the culture or your surroundings to change who you are in God. I put a post up not too long ago where I said that you can't allow information to flush out your faith. And if you know, we live in a very powerful information society. You could go on your phone and type in anything, and so much different information. And a lot of times, it's a scripture that talks about where you can be ever learning, but never coming to the knowledge of truth. And a lot of times, people can get caught up in this research of information, more so trying to prove God wrong versus trying to prove him right in your life. One thing about me, I've reached a point in life where there's no book, there's no philosophy, there is no any other type of man-made understanding that can detour who God is to me, because God has shown himself real to me in ways that I probably couldn't even explain to anybody on paper. I probably couldn't even write it in a book, because it doesn't even make sense according to the human intellect. And one thing I realized about God is, we can't live our lives trying to limit God by our perception. God is so big, we could never really put our mind around the vastness of who he is. He's so great, you cannot think outside of him. You can't think around him. You cannot put God in a confined space. And a lot of us, we you know, living in this life, even in churches, different denominations, different, you know, religions, whatever, a lot of times we get caught up in confining God into one area. And God is bigger than any thought that you could ever think. He's bigger than your thoughts. I don't care how many degrees you have on your wall. I don't care how much knowledge or wisdom that you feel as though that you do have. You would never out thank God. You know, and I'm just sitting here, man, and I'm just, you know, just thanking God, man, that at one time in my life, that it was a strong struggle trying to fight for who I am in God. You know, a lot of times, as you know, the Bible talks about a man is drawn away by his own lust. And a lot of the time we're attached to so many distractions in life that it if you don't watch yourself, it'll pull you outside or away from your true destiny. And you'll wind up living in a false identity, thinking that you're living authentic, but you're living a false identity because you're not living of God's mind towards you. So even right now, you can just ask yourself a question right now. Am I living out God's perception of me? Am I looking at myself the way God looks at me? Or am I living beneath God's perception of who I am? Am I more concerned about the perception of man concerning me more than I am God concerning me? So those are some questions that, you know, I would love anybody that's out there right now that you can just call in and we can actually talk about whatever tonight. We can really talk about, you know, living life with no limits, you know, not allowing, you know, our thoughts and our perceptions about certain things to get in the way of our true destiny and the promise that God has for us. You know, we're living in 2017, and you know that the world that we're living in right now is crazy. It's so wicked. It's so many different things that's going on, and things are happening in like out of nowhere, like spontaneous acts of hate, you know, of evil happening all over this world. But those of us that say we have encountered God, the greatest love, we have encountered this love. We have a responsibility in this time. If we're still alive and breathing, we have a responsibility to make sure that we impart God's love through our life in the atmosphere. So if you're a tree and someone comes to eat off of your tree, can they grab and pull love off of it? Or are they pulling off stress, aggravation, worry, hatred, unforgiveness, bitterness? What type of tree are you? Especially when you say that you represent Christ and you have Christ in your heart. What type of tree are you? We had a conversation a few weeks ago, probably like 2 weeks ago, and we was talking about how a lot of times in this life, in God, you'll play two different roles. Sometimes you'll be a seed, and sometimes you'll be the soil for the seed. Sometimes, I'll say that again, sometimes you will be the seed that is planted, and then sometimes you're the soil that seed is planted into. So you ask yourself, what type of seed am I, and what type of soil am I? Can my life make things grow? When people come into my atmosphere, when people come into my house, into my perimeter, when people come into the atmosphere of my life, can they survive? Can they live? Can they be revived? Can they be resuscitated? And that's things we have to make sure of who we are. You know what I mean? Knowing who we are to make sure that when people come into our atmosphere, that the first thing they feel is the love of God. Not what you went through yesterday, not even what you're going through right now. The love of God must take the priority in your life. It must be the priority above your personal struggles, your personal agendas. You got to make sure that you never let go of the love of God. And I know we go through a lot of different, you know, strenuous things living in this life, but we got to hold on to God's love, regardless of whatever we are going through. We got to make sure we hold on to this love. We can't allow anything to take us outside of that love at all. We can't allow that to happen. But anybody right now, if you're live, if you're listening to this and watching this right now, and you want to call in right now, 425-292-4444. And come talk to Elder J. Miller here live on Dirty Church Radio after midnight. And let's talk about a few things. Any questions that you might have, you can type in here on live on Facebook, or, you know, any points or statements that you want to make. Just tell me how you feel. Even if some of you want to just call in right now and vent about something, let's talk about it. Get it out. Don't hold it in. Let go of it. Let's talk here on Dirty Church Radio. I would love for you to just call in and we can really have a great time here. Tonight, I'm only on here for an hour tonight, so I'll be off the air here at 1 a.m. in the morning. But you got time to call in and come talk with me here on Dirty Church Radio. Yes. I was reading this book. I'm going to go over a few pages. A few things in here really caught my attention. I'm going to go back to it in a little bit, though, but it was very interesting. It was dealing with 8 reasons that keep you in the wilderness. But we'll get into that a little bit in a few, dealing with the 8 reasons that keep you in the wilderness. To talk about that. I'm making a call right now, calling someone live here. Late in the morning. We waking people up here on Dirty Church. Get up and answer that phone. Wake it on up. See if they answer here. Okay. Let it ring till it go to the answer machine. Okay. Well, they ain't answering. So anybody that's watching right now, if you're still live with me right here, I seen there was a few people here, but if you're still live here with me, if you got a question, type it in on the bottom, or a statement right now, or just call right now in the Dirty Church Radio at 425-292-4444. And we're here till 1 a.m. in the morning. You know? No, matter of fact, we'll be here, no, till 1:30. I'll take that back. We'll be here till 1:30 a.m. in the morning. So we're up for a while here. And we're just going to be talking about a few different things here. A lot of different things. Even coming up soon, got a couple things that I'm doing this year. I'm doing a documentary. I've been talking with a lot of different pastors. I'm going to be meeting and interviewing and having a lot of different conversations with a lot of men of God, men and women of God throughout the tri-state area. The conversation is going to be really some thought-provoking conversations that I believe when people watch this documentary, it's really going to be life-changing. It's going to be real. It's going to be raw. It's going to be uncut. But it's going to be very, 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 very powerful. So I'm looking forward. Hopefully it will be out. We can be done by October. We're just getting a lot of different footage. And I really want to interview a lot of the different pastors and the apostles and prophets throughout the tri-state area and abroad. Even I see Prophet Kevin Powell just came on watching. I would love to interview him too. Just about the kingdom of God and where we're at. It's 2017. Where are we heading? And just, I have a whole lot of different questions that I know that people, it's going to really bless people just to hear different men and women of God talk about their perception of who God is and their belief and, you know, talking about the love of God and the power of God and, you know, talking about what are some of the key missing elements that are missing in the body of Christ right now, that if it was fully in effect, what would we be experiencing right now? So we're going to be talking about a lot of different issues involving the church, outside of the church, you know, just dealing with who we are as a people, as a peculiar people, as a royal priesthood and a chosen generation. So we're going to be talking to some great men and women of God and asking the questions that you probably normally don't hear on a regular Bible study. We're going to push the envelope. We're going to push to make sure that the people of God, not just the people of God, but that the world will see truly who God is, and that it's not a joke, and that the church is not a circus, that the church is not something to be played with or disrespected, but that it is an entity that is full of power, especially when it's truly being led by God and not by selfish agenda. And, you know, man-made laws that are outside of God's will for his church. Getting back to the basics and the principles of what God expects out of us as his church. So this is the conversations that I really want to have with a lot of different men and women of God. I don't care if you're Baptist, Pentecostal, non-denominational, whatever it is, Methodist. It doesn't matter what's on the front of your church, who's your covering is, you know, how many places you've been, how famous you are. It doesn't matter. I want to talk to the men and women of God who are on a true, authentic, real assignment from God. Those are the people that I really want to talk to, because there are so many people that really want answers. There are so many people that really want to hear from realness and not from, you know, a lot of the clownery things that we see going on. You know, I believe there are a lot of things that have taken place that attempts to give the church a bad name. But at the end of the day, I know the church wins regardless. We're victorious regardless. But I do believe that a lot of things that have took place has kind of interrupted or made a strong interference in the witness. A lot of people have messed their witness up based on what they connected themselves to and what they allow their lives to appear like. A lot of us, you know, the way that we live our lives and the way that the perception of how people are looking at us, it has become tainted. And we need to talk about those things, and we need to make sure that the number one goal of the church at the end of the day is souls of people. And not, you know, understand, I truly believe in living good and living powerful and allowing, you know, I know that God expects us to live good. He wants us to live good. He wants us to live nice and have nice things. But I do know that he does not want the love for money to overpower the love for him. And I know the love of money is the root of all evil. Not money itself, but the love of it. Because if you love money, you'll do anything to get it. You'll do anything to get it when you love it. But, you know, not just talking about, this ain't no bashing or no prosperity preaching or anything like that, because I believe in being prosperous. But I believe in following the true instructions of God in detail, and not us adding anything to it to make us look like we're something or look like we've arrived with this great new revelation, when God has simply given us the instructions in his word. He don't need no help. He don't need us to add anything to what he has already put in detail. So a lot of the prophets that's out there, I want to talk to you. A lot of the apostles that's out there, I want to talk to you. I have been blessed with many opportunities to interview some great, powerful men of God, some great, powerful men of God. Bishop Neil C. Ellis, Bishop John Guns, Pastor Shane Perry, Pastor T.L. Penny, a few, I mean, it's been a few of them. Bishop Kenneth Omer, man, it's a few of them more that I had opportunity to really talk to and sit down with and have, you know, a little conversation with. So there are some people here, even like Kevin Powell, Prophet Kevin Powell. I see if you're still on here, I see that you came on here. I brought a few of your books over time. I remember David of the 90s and different things like that, but I would really love to sit down and have a good conversation with you about where we are at, you know, concerning the church in 2017. I would really want to have that conversation. And where do you see the church at, and where do you see it heading? You know, different things. I got some other questions. I got a lot of questions, but I'm not going to ask them all here, but just to give you a little glimpse of where that conversation can lead. But I believe it's going to be blessed. I do know one thing, though, that we truly do need to get back to the discipline of prayer, and allow that to be the true foundation. Because you go to church now, regardless of wherever you go, a lot of places, man, and this is not no knock on anybody or any no shot or anything like that. But, you know, I've been in church for a while now. I've been a musician in church. You know, God has blessed me now. I'm ordained as an elder. You know, I minister the word. But offering has overtook prayer. When I was younger, man, coming up in church, prayer was like the strongest foundation of the church. Like they prayed. They prayed. When I was coming to church, when service let out, there always was an altar call. Like I never like went to church when I was younger, and when service was over, there wasn't an altar call. There always was a call to the altar. But now when there's a call to the altar, it only lasts like a few minutes. But the offering can take up to a 30 minutes, 45 minutes, need be. What have we become? You know, what have we truly become? And I know some people might not like that, but I mean, the truth is the truth. The Bible says, man, let God's word be true and all men liars. So at the end of the day, God's word is true. You know, like I don't care what plaque is on your wall, like your plaque and your accomplishments does not trump God. You know, and those are things that I just think about. I think about, you know, the lack of prayer. The lack of prayer, man. True prayer. The things that it can do. The things that it can do. When you read in the book of Acts, in the Acts church, the power, the things, the power and demonstration that took place during that time, you know, it was amazing. But now, things are so cluttered with worldliness, suffocating the power, suffocating the demonstration that you see it, but you see it in spurts. It's not the normal, consistent thing that you see. And that's what we have to do. We have to make a change. I'm going to tell you one thing I can see like this. Back in the day, in the Acts church, they didn't have to debate verbally about who God was or the power of God. They walked with that power and demonstration and showed who he was. They ain't have to, you know, try to break down a word and give you this Hebrew and this Greek meaning, you know, and bring out the lexicon and bring out, you know, the Matthew Henry commentaries to break down. No, they just walked in power and demonstration. And be like, yeah, that's the God that I serve, the one that can do that. Oh, you got cancer? Here, it's gone. Oh, you lame? Your hand is withered? Be healed. Where that's at? What are we going to do? Where is that at? Can somebody tell me where that's at? I don't deny that it's not happening. In my day, I've seen the power of God move. But like I'm saying, you don't see it consistently the way we should. People being healed from cancer and healed from all different type of elements of things should be the norm for the church. That should be the normal thing. That should be the normal thing that we see. And I'm listening, if y'all can hear me, if you out there, if I'm saying something that you don't agree with, I welcome it all. Here on Dirty Church Radio, the theme is where no issue or topic is out of bounds. So I don't mind if someone says something that if you don't agree with what I'm saying, or if you have another viewpoint, or if you have some other information, hey, let's talk about it. You know what I mean? I ain't scared of nothing. So we can talk here on Dirty Church Radio about whatever it is. But I'm just saying that we need prayer and we need to see power and demonstration. Because we won't have to prove God if we can just show God. We need to start showing God to those who think they are so great on a level of intellect and great philosophers and thought, and they think that their mind is so great. But if we walk in power, when you walk in power and demonstration, you make the scientists have to scratch their head where they can't even figure out the power that flows through you when you're truly connected and walking in the anointing of God on that level. And I know there's some of y'all on here that are watching that you've seen the miraculous happen. You've seen the power of God happen. But I just want to know, maybe you're seeing something that I'm not seeing. If you do, let me know. But I just are you seeing it consistently all the time? That's my question. That is my question right there. Are we experiencing it like the Bible speaks of? I'm telling you, that would be a powerful thing. And I believe, yo, this world right now is so hurting. It's so lost and so hurt that it needs the power of God. And it's the church that carries the power. It's the church that carries the power of God. And if it's the church that carries the power of God, we're the one that has to take that healing into the dark places. We are the light. We are the salt. We are the light. That means your light has purpose. Your light is meant to illuminate what's the dark. It's meant to go into dark places. So we can't continue to just hide and just stay, you know, hiding our light. Our light has purpose. A lot of us, we have a strong past. We've done a lot of wrong things. We've been in a lot of wrong places. We said a lot of wrong things. But one day, the power of God came into our life, however it did, and it made a change, and it shifted us. It changed us, and it made us new. Now we have a responsibility because we became a witness of the power. So since we became a witness of the power, we now have to take that power and spread it abroad. So it goes beyond just coming to church, having another church service, or just coming to church, jumping, dancing, running around, and nothing's taking place. We're supposed to be changing our neighborhoods. We're supposed to be changing anywhere we go. We take the atmosphere with us. And that's the most powerful thing that is needed right now, man. The church, we need to go in complete prayer. I mean, prayer. And I know that sounds cliche. Oh, it's time for the church to pray. No, but it really is. And you know what? We really need to go through a cleansing process, because a lot of us, our hands have become bloody. Our hands have become bloody. You want to know why our hands become bloody? Because we don't witness the way we should. We don't spread the gospel the way we should. We don't share the love of God the way we should. A lot of us are ashamed of God when we're around certain people. We get ashamed of God when we become around certain people that know our past, know what we did in the alleys, know what we did in those in different areas of life. So we only try to like have church when we're just around church, or when we're around, we try to act a certain way when we're around people that go to church. But do you have enough heart? Are you brave enough to show your light in the midst of those that you've done wickedness with? Are you willing to go to the dark place? Or are you more happy with fishing in the aquarium? We're just preaching back and forth to each other, regurgitating the word back and forth to each other. Or are you willing to go into uncharted waters? Are you willing to take the love of God to a place that you've never been before? That's what God is calling us to a place that we've never been before. I'm telling you, a place that we've never been before. That's where God wants to take us, to that place. God, I'm going to tell you like this. I was having a conversation with a few of my peoples, and we were just talking about how, regardless of where you may be at in life right now, there may be still things in your life that you have to work on. But never try to live your life and use certain issues as a crutch to lean on. Always have a mindset that God, the I am that I am, is powerful enough to deliver me from this thing that does not belong to me. Some of us have to be delivered just from being the victim. We've been the victim so long that we just become immune to always feeling though that everybody is against you, everything is happening to you, it's always someone else doing something to you. But if you really think about it, the way you think in your mind about life, you're really doing it to yourself. You made yourself become the victim by the certain thoughts that you think towards your life. The Bible says that who the Son sets free is free indeed. Meaning, he didn't halfway make you free. He breaks the shackles, the fetters, the chains of your life. He breaks it, opens up the cage. But a lot of us, the chains are broken, the fetters are broken, the shackles are broken, but we're still choosing to sit in the cage. And the door is wide open. God has made a way for you to escape. But you've been comfortable because the cage has become familiar to you. You're familiar to the cage. So you know what? Even as bad as it hurts in this cage, I'm familiar to it. I don't know what true freedom feels like. I don't know what's outside of this cage. And I become more scared of what's outside of the cage, which is your freedom, than what's inside the cage that has been destroying your life slowly. I'm going to tell you right now, there's someone right now that just need to make a choice to say, I will not live another day with that type of mentality of being a victim. I will not live another day defeating my own self by my thoughts. I will not live another day speaking negativity against my own life, handcuffing my own self, bounding my own self. But I will tap in to God's perception of me, because God has an expected end for me. And when God sees you winning, wow, God sees you winning. I just had to say that because that just blessed me right there. God sees you winning. If God sees you winning, why are you living like you're losing? If God sees you winning, why are you living like you're losing? I'm going to tell you, man, God is so powerful and his love is so great that I just thank God that I had a mind to make the choice that, Lord, I ain't going to wait till I'm perfect to choose you. I'm going to choose you while I'm in hell. So while I'm in hell, I'm believing that you are strong enough and powerful enough to bring me out. So I don't have to wait till I become perfect to attach myself to you. I'm attached myself to you, filthy, dirty, messed up, because I know that you are most powerful enough to clean me up and bring me up out of it. I'm going to tell you, a lot of y'all right now, God is waiting to build a relationship with you while you're in hell. So while he's bringing you out, the relationship can get stronger. Some of you, you want God to just snap his fingers and you out of it. He wants to actually attach himself with you and actually bond with you while he's bringing you out of what he's bringing you out of. And we all have our personal hells. We all have our personal things that has attached itself to us. And God is saying, no, no, no. I want to come out of it with you. I'm a step in the fire with you. And we're going to prove to the fire that the fire can't do nothing to you, especially when I'm with you. So some of y'all right now, you may be going through some hellish situations. You may be going through some trying times. You may right now be feeling like giving up. But I guarantee you right now, God is with you. And if God is with you, he already sees you winning. And if God sees you winning, best believe you're coming out. So don't walk in the opposite direction of God. It's not a time to go in the opposite direction of God. And this thing is deeper. This thing is so deep. I don't care right now. If you're watching this, you may not go to church. You may say that the church hurt you. You may say that you've been through this church hurt and that church hurt. Let me stop you there for a minute. At the end of the day, it's really not the church that hurt you. It's individuals that made a choice to hurt you that represent the church. So don't say, oh, the church hurt me. No, a certain amount of people chose to do something to you. Now you blame the whole thing. And all of that is a trick to keep you from God. But if you can get delivered from people, believe me, if you can get delivered from people, you will have no problem building a strong relationship with God. And the biggest problem with a lot of us is we allow people to step in the middle of our bonding with God. That's what happens. We've allowed people to step in and mess up the bond. I'm going to tell you right now, God is so amazing. He is so powerful. And he is so awesome. And some of y'all right now, man, you may have been through some things. You may have stepped away from church. You may have whatever it may be. You may feel like you went backwards. But I'm going to tell you right now, regardless of what you've done and where you're at right now, I want to let you know, man, that God loves you. God loves you right where you're at. It doesn't matter. He loves you right where you're at. Had to bring it a little closer here, charge this phone up a little bit, but I'm going to tell you, God loves you right where you're at. Right there. Right? God loves you right there. Whoever it is. If you're watching this, I'm telling you right now, you may got the blunt in your mouth. You may got the drink in your hand. God loves you right there. You may be in a bad relationship. You may be in an abusive relationship. You may be attached to the wrong people. You may have just did something that you regret. God loves you right there. All God is saying, listen, give me a try. Give me a try. Don't blame me for the perception or the things that people have done to you, because I've given people options to make a choice. Choice to do good or do bad. But God is saying one choice that he has established, and he has made the choice to love you. I'm going to tell you, God has made the choice to love you. Filthy, dirty, stank, messed up, drunk, high, whatever it is, God loves you right there. But we allow our issues and our struggles, things that we're going through, to become our God instead of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So some of us right now, you've been struggling all year long, and you've been giving all your tears and all your pain and all your conversations been about your struggle instead of the one who can bring you out of the struggle. So now, guess what? You ain't forgive your mom or your dad for what they did a few years ago. So now your unforgiveness is your God. Now your bitterness is your God. Do you understand what I'm saying? How cunning the enemy is? He'll use the very emotions that you're feeling based on what people have done to you, and you turn those very emotions into your God. And what that does, it keeps you separated from the connection and the relationship that God wants to build with you. Because God wants to do some powerful things to you. You think you was just born just to get up, go to work, go home, get up, go to work. No, there's destiny in you. There's powerful destiny in you, man. You think you survived things that others died in. You survived some powerful things. You're still here. You're still breathing. And if you're still alive and breathing, that means there is opportunity to change. There's opportunity for you to be better. And you know what your better is? And I said it earlier in the show. Your better is God's perception of you. You just got to tap into God so he can show you who you are. But guess how he shows you who you are? Through his word. The word of God is a mirror. When you look at it, it will show you who you are. It will show you the ugliness that's in you. It will show you the good that's in you. But the problem is the enemy wants to keep you from looking in the mirror. So some of us, we only probably read that word on Easter when we go to church because mom or dad made us go, or auntie or grandma made us go. So we come get a word once a year. Then the rest of the year, you know, we may say a few little prayers. Lord, touch me, keep me safe. But God is saying, can I get a little bit more than that? Are you concerned about how I feel? Yo, that's a whole nother topic right there. How many of you watching right now are actually concerned about how God feels? About how your life make God feel? After everything that he's done for you, everything that he does for you every day. Like, he thinks the thought of you breathing and you're still breathing. He thinks the thought of opening doors for you and a job hires you. Now you can work and you can take care of the family. God always does his part. But why do we drop the ball? Why do we always have to drop the ball when it comes to God? Why do we all, listen, man, give me a call, man. You can call in live on the show right here too, man. 425-292-4444. Or however you want to call me. If you got my number, go ahead and call me. But if you want to come here on the show, you want to talk live on the show with me, call 425-292-4444. This is Dirty Church Radio, man. We after midnight here, man. I'm going to be doing this a little often right here because I'm actually creating a whole nother, you know, Dirty Church Radio talk show. And doing some other things, man. So it's a lot of things that I'm trying to do here, man. But listen, God loves us, man. He loves us filthy and all. And believe me, I'm going to tell you, I'm an individual. Yes, it's 425-292-4444. Yeah. Yeah, man. Call in. It should click right on in here. Oh, I should see you pop up. We got a few more minutes here. And we could talk about it, man. We could talk about some things. But if you got any questions or anything like that, anybody got any questions, talk to me. Let's talk. Let's talk about it. And I'm going to tell you one thing like this, too. Don't allow your feelings to lead you outside of where God is trying to take you. And a lot of us are so easily led by our feelings. Easily led by our feelings. And it takes us to places that it's so hard to get back from. Hard to get back from. So tonight, when I actually, hold on. Matter of fact, give me 1 second here. Hold on, bro. Give me 1 minute. I'm going to show you right real quick. Give me 1 second here. It should just kick right in. It's asking for a pin. It should just click right on in. Give me 1 second here so I can actually see this whole thing here. Oh, man, my bad. I'm trying to get. Yeah, my bro, I'm trying to see if it. So what is it saying when you call? It ain't saying nothing? Oh, man, come on here. I don't know. But as a matter of fact, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call you. I'm going to call you from the show. Send me your, inbox me your number real quick, and I'm going to call you from the show. Okay.
Hello.
Yo, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's good, bro?
What's going on? Tell me, man.
I'm good. What's good?
Yo, appreciate you calling me here on Dirty Church Radio, man.
Hey, listen. Hey, Jermaine, you know I'm always do that, bro. No doubt.
I appreciate that, man. So what you feel about the conversation or what you heard being said, man? Talk to me.
Hey, bro, I'm a keep it a bun, right? Because, like, I felt as though, like, because soon as you went live, I seen it was only one viewer for, like, the first 10 minutes almost. And it was, like, everything you were saying, what you were saying to me, bro.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, man, I just had to, and you know what, I do this right here, like, one thing about Dirty Church Radio, man, I don't care what, like, the topic is, or the discussion is, like, we could talk about anything, like, so this ain't the normal, even though I'm a preacher, I love God and everything, but this show is more so a platform to actually deal with issues and to be transparent and to hear it.
Hey, bro. Hey.
What up?
Hey, Jermaine. Look, I'm a turn off the live because I got my headphones in, so I'm gonna turn off the live. But we still continue to talk though.
Yeah. Definitely.
Because I.